This evening I'd like to share from Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 25. Just one very short verse. I think a lot of you are quite familiar with this verse. Okay, if you are ready, let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 33. And we shall just read verse 25 as an introduction to this evening, the message. Shall we stand, even though we read this just one little verse? I declare the second part of this verse. Deuteronomy, we read together, 33, verse 25. Okay, the Bible says, "Thy shoe shall be iron and brass, and as it thy day, so shall thy strength be." Okay, let's pray. Father, we commit this time to you. Speak to us even through this verse in the Old Testament where Moses blessed the tribe of Asher with this wonderful promise, which I believe, Lord, it also a promise that you have meant it to be for us also. Help us to be able to understand what this promise is, and Lord, be able to claim this promise that it will change our life and that we may bring glory and honor to you. So Lord, we just ask that you will speak to us and Lord, even prepare our hearts to receive your word. Cleanse us and wash us with your precious blood also. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. In the paper I give you, there is a little outline. So there are a couple of verses. Maybe later on we'll just split the verses, then you just prepare as we come to the verses. Those who are assigned with the verse, you just read for everybody so that we don't have to take a lot of time. Okay, by way of introduction, I'm sure sometime in our prayer, many of us will pray for God's strength to help us in the situation or whatever that the strength that we need. Ask for. But when we pray for God to give us His strength to help us, I wonder how many of us really understand what do we mean by praying for God's strength. And I hope this evening after this sharing, we will be able to appreciate when we pray and ask God for God's strength, and that it really will make a difference, not only in our prayer, but in the way the Lord will use it to help us through the situation. Okay? And just a matter of the little background, maybe we'll have this side. Maybe Pastor Johnny, you start first. Deuteronomy 33, verse 1, just for the background. Why? And then, it's not inside there, but I. Job 5, 7. Yeah, I also don't have. Oh, I have. Jireh Job 5:7, and then Joanna, John 16:33. Okay, I'm sure all of us will not deny this, that the Bible also teaches us very clearly that as long as we are born into this world, we will have troubles and trials. You know, if life in Singapore, you don't have to go very far. It tells us that every day many of us are faced with these trials and troubles, you know, from all angle, you know, financial or relationship or work or many things. But let's look at the Bible and see, because the Bible clearly says in Job 5, Deuteronomy 33, verse 1 first. Okay. This is the part where it tells us a little bit of background before Moses was directed to the place where he will die, in Mount Nebo. he called all the people, the tribe of Israel, and there he sort of reminded them, his last word, and blesses all the tribes and some of the blessing. And one of them is to the tribe of Asher, which is what we have read this evening. But before that, this background, actually I wanted to introduce about this matter of we will have trouble, we will have tribulation. From Job 5:7. Okay, and even John 16:33. Okay, so we will have trials, we will have trouble, but thank God. God, in a way, by going through that, we realize that we need God's strength to face the trouble and trials. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, maybe Brother Henry, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, and then Jeremiah 41, verse 10. And then 41 verse 10. God made all these promises because He know we need it. And definitely, if we were to look at ourselves and look at the people around us, we are needy people. The moment we come into this world, the moment we start to interact with this world, we need the strength to be able to face many, many aspects of it. But later on, I will touch on this. But thank God that God promised to give us the needed strength also to face the trouble and the trial, as mentioned in Isaiah 41, verse 10. But in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, and 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, thank God that God, all the promises of God in the Bible is for us. You know, Jamie, Ephesians 1, 3, and then Brother Desmond, 2 Corinthians 1:20. Second Corinthians. What I want to show us is that the reality is that we will have trouble, we have trial, and we need the strength to deal with all this trouble and all this trial. Thank God, God promised us. And from here, we want to go into Deuteronomy to see this promise that God gave to, in a way, Asher through Moses. It's also, I believe, applicable to us. Because 2 Corinthians tells us that for all the promises of God in Him are yea and in Him, amen, unto the. It's also for us. Alright? And hopefully this evening, as we look at this Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 35, we will be able to understand what is promised. Alright? That says, the second part of Deuteronomy. And as thy days, so shall thy strength be. We want to look at it and see what is promised, and then what is in the promise. Alright, there are two parts in this promise. One is the matter of the strength as different as the day. And then what it means by that. And then strength as long as the days. Right? And then we also want to take a look at how can we be sure of this fulfillment of this promise. And then how it will make a difference in our lives by looking at two examples. The example of Paul and the example of Job in the Old Testament. When we look at this second part of the verse, and as thy day, so shall thy strength be, I want for us to consider, you know, I was thinking many times when I was in the hospital, going up to the ward, and then doing therapy with the therapist, and then sometimes I have to interact with the patient, and they will complain, they will groan, and then they will lament, they will make all sort of statements, and there's a lot of things going through in their mind. And sometimes I will say, well, you know, you just need to learn to take one day at a time. Don't think so much, don't bother about this and bother about that, because what you need to focus now is to get well and to do the therapy and then to get back so that at least you're on your feet, you can go and work those problems. But take one day at a time, take it, you know. Don't think so far. So, even in the Bible, when we look at what our Lord Jesus said in Matthew 6:34, which I shall read, it says here, take therefore no thoughts for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thoughts for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Okay? And as what, you know, in the time where Moses gave this blessing to the people of Israel, for the tribe of Asher, Israel is going to face a very difficult time. All right, they left Egypt, land of bondage. Then they've been through the Red Sea, and then going through the wilderness, and God promised them the promised land. Of course, before they can go into the promised land, they must go and conquer it. And they have to fight for it, and there will be a lot of conflicts, and it's not going to be easy. So, but God tells them that in the face of many adverse difficulty, conflict and struggle, that they need to learn also to just take a day at a time. We find this just now in verse Matthew chapter 6:34 or so. Of course, here the context is our Lord Jesus talk about worrying about things, you know, what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, and how things, and then the problem that we are going to have, think about the future and all this. But yet, our Lord say, just take it one day at a time. And I think this statement, take it one day at a time, sometimes we don't really know how to do that. And so the Bible here says, as thy day, so shall thy strength be. Give us also the idea that God wants us to focus and concentrate on what we are going to go through and take a day at a time. Because here the Bible didn't say, so as thy weeks or as thy month or as thy year, no? So shall. What I'm trying to hopefully we'll be able, as I try to share with you this message, is that how God will provide us the strength to let go, to help us to deal with whatever that's in our life, in the hours or in the day. How we can learn to claim the promise for strength to do that. Okay, we first of all, what His promise here, if you look at it, in a simple way, God is saying, whatever the day is going to be, come out to be, God will give you the strength to deal with it. Okay? So that is generally, the understanding. Whatever the day is going to be, alright, and whatever you are going through, God will give us the strength go through the day and come out blessed. But here I want for us to see two things about this promise. What is in this promise? Firstly, God has promised us strength as different as our days. And then secondly, God has promised us strength as long as the days. What do you mean by that? You know, when we look at our day, all our days are different. Today is different from tomorrow. Today's problem is not the same as tomorrow's problem. Every day we have different problems, different things to deal with, you know. When I was meditating, I was thinking, when we consider this, it's so tremendous, you know. We find ourselves sometimes can be very depressing because there are emotional need, you know, there are physical need. People get sick. Just now I was passing by reading this Chinese paper, just the headline. Someone threw a stone from the flat, you know, and hit this 12-year-old Chinese boy. And after that quite bad, the hospital bill, the recovery and all those, you know, just happened that way. And no one can tell how our day is going to be. So it's varied. It's really very different every day. But God will give us the strength to deal with this different problem, different kind of situation for our days. All right? Every day. Our problem is different, but every day, the strength that God gives us will be able to meet that different problem, different conflict, different kind of situation, and will help us. I mean, sometimes we don't really think of it, you know. When we get sick, we go through some kind of conflicts, when we have some kind of emotional kind of problem and things like that, spiritual problem or moral problem or... Actually, we all need strength all the time, you know, to deal with the many problems that we are going through. Right? In fact, someone translated this verse as in, and your strength will equal your day. This one is, sorry for the front part. Your strength will be proportionate to whatever your day have within them. That's what I mentioned earlier. Then, we read also in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30. Someone also just sort of make the verse to help us understand it. They say, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. All right. Here, the person rendered as they that wait upon the Lord shall change their strength. In other words, shall clothe themselves with the daily varied strength that is needed for whatever the days may dish out. Okay? The Bible tells us that every day God gives us His grace, His strength. And we sang the song earlier. The reason why I picked the three songs, Day by Day, and then Standing on the Promises of God and Marvelous Grace, because I just want to be reminded, you know, of how every day when we go through the day, the Lord will give us the strength to go through the day. And then we need to claim God's promises for all that help that we need for prayer of strength, and that His grace will be sufficient for us. All right, so firstly, what is promised is that as your days are, so the strength will be to help us. But then consider, number one, that our day can be very different every day. Very. Secondly, of course, you know, when we look at the day in the sense of what we are going through, sometimes like so long, you know, especially those who are, I don't know why, but in the hospital, you always hear a lot of people complain about why it takes so long for them to recover, why this, when it's going to, you know, people who have industrial accident, road traffic accident, and suffer a lot of physical injury and all those. It's very traumatic. It's very difficult sometimes. And to them, it's like, it's so long, it's like never ending. Alright? And I think of For many of us, sometimes when we go through our days with problems, yes, we know God will supply the required strength for us to deal with the problem as we pray. And as we, by faith, learn to trust God and depend on Him. But sometimes it can be like, when is it going to stop, you know? Here I was thinking about our sister Anna. You know, from the very beginning when we got to know her, about her situation, and then subsequently Brother Terry and all those. It's been quite a while. I think it's at least like more than a year or so, or maybe even more than that. So perhaps, you know, when you are in that kind of situation, you may be looking to the Lord, how long am I going to go through this, and when is it going to be over? And there's a lot of crying out before the Lord, you know, when that this will be over. So when we look at this promise, thank God that God promises for whatever length that the day is, what the day brings to us, God will provide the strength for whatever the length is. Sometimes we may not be conscious. I think about how my family and I, we went through with my mother-in-law. Actually, when we're going through it, we never really thought about this thing. You know, that the Lord will give us strength, and for whatever the length of time, God will help us to go through. We just, you know, sometimes cry a lot, Lord, you know, struggle with a lot of this matter of the problem that we're going through. But I'm sure if, you know, when we learn to look to the Lord and say, Lord, for as long as my day is, the days of this having to go through taking care of a very sick person and having to sacrifice so much to take care, and, you know, how long is it going to be? You know, and if God can give us the faith to say, for as long as I know that whatever length of time, God will also provide me the strength to sustain me. Okay? So I just want you to focus on this thought, about on this promise, that as different as the day is, whatever your problem, whatever, God will be able to provide the strength to meet that different kind of problem. And secondly, no matter how long is the day, the problem and whatever conflict, whatever they are going through, God will also promise us to give us the strength to last that long. I hope we get this thought on this promise in verse, as thy day, so shall thy strength be. You know, I was thinking how to, I was praying, Lord, speak to me, because I'm sure at the back of our mind, our lives, we all have experienced many things in our life. You know, this matter of, you just like the verse we read earlier, you know, when we're born, we're trouble, we're trial, we're tribulation. It comes in all forms, in body, in soul and spirit, you know. Internally also, sometimes we struggle with the emotional problem, the spiritual problem that we struggle, the physical problem as we learn how to deal with. And now I was thinking of, what about strength to forgive, strength to love, strength to care, strength to do right, and strength to even stand for the Lord and things like that. We all need, and sometimes when we are at different situations, we really need to ask God to help us. And I hope that with this truth clearly understood in our mind, our heart, that we would take God as face value and say, God, thank you that as varied as my problem for the day is, I know you promise that you will give me the needed strength for whatever my problem. And for as long as my problem, my day is, I will have the strength that I need. Okay. So we have looked as what is promise and what is the in the promise, which is strength as different as the days and strength as long as the day. So when we look at this matter of the promise, of course, when someone promised something, we always ask whether this person can fulfill the promise or not, right? I mean, we can say a lot of things, you know. Last time, we used to get very angry with one of our colleagues because he liked to brag about things, you know. So this is just a little thing I always remember. So one day we all decided to play a trick on him. So we come together, we just say, oh, you know, this morning we fly to Hong Kong and then we have breakfast. After we decided to fly to somewhere and have lunch and then to dinner and all those. Then the person say, you sure? No, of course lah, talk only, but no need money, right? Just like you keep saying and bragging and talking a lot about all those things. But, you know, when we think about this promise here in Deuteronomy 33:25, who is the one that gave this promise? Of course, we know that it is God through Moses as he blesses the tribe of Asher. But in the Bible, we also know that the promises is also meant for us. And the one that promised us is God himself. He's the creator of this heaven and earth. He's the one that is not only the creator of this heaven and earth, he's also the one that the sovereign God that controls, that are still in charge, that one day we're all going to face him, and everything is under God's control. And he's the, you know, when we talk about God, we know that he's all-knowing, he's omnipotent, he's all-wise, and he's so big, you know. And even our mind cannot comprehend, cannot contain God. But God is so big, and God is, he's the one that promised this. So because of that, we can be sure that there is, as we by faith claim this promise and say, Lord, in this promise, you promised me to have strength for the day. And whatever my day is, whatever I'm going through, your strength will be able to meet my need. And for how long that I'm going to go through, your strength will also help me to go through. By faith, I believe in you, and I'll just submit to you. And then there is that joy, there's anticipation, there is that, you know, it's so different. Someone say, you know, what is the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian? The difference is that we have God with us, and God's promises, and God's care, and God's grace, and all that promise, the blessing that comes with it. And that is the thing that makes the difference. And the reason why we can rest in all those is because we believe in the God of the Bible, the God who will surely fulfill all this. Let's take a look at some of our verses. In Romans 8:32, the Bible tells us that he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Early on, we read about Ephesians 1:3, God, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And you can go through all the whole of the Bible, and you'll find that in the Bible, God make a lot of promises to us. And every of the promises that is made in the Bible, God is able to fulfill it. Not to mention about this. So when I'm just trying to encourage us that when we think about this verse and this promise, this blessing that God wants us to have, that we would be able to have the faith to say, God, you promise it, therefore I will just take it at face value, and I'm just going to rest in you. I'm just going to let take it one day at a time and commit all things to you. You know. And in Philippians 4:19, right, the Bible tells us that but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Okay? So what is promise? What is in the promise and the assurance of the fulfillment of the promise? Then the next thing we want to look into is how will it make a difference in our lives? And I want for us to look to two scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter. Let's take a look at those verses that I have printed up. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8. Maybe we have Brother Robert to read for us. Then 1 Timothy chapter 1, I think it's verse 15. All right. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. And then 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Brother Edward and then Agnes. 2 Corinthians 12, 7 to 9. I want for us to look at Paul's attitude as far as he being the apostle to the Gentiles. Say, whom am less than the least of all saints? All right. And then we look at 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. And then you see Paul here compare himself as the chief sinners. He says that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And then of the next one is 2 Corinthians 12, 7 to 9. The reason why I share with you these three passages about the Apostle Paul is that I believe the Apostle Paul learned how to be strong in the Lord, how to claim the promises of God by realizing that he needs God's strength and he needs to depend on God for the strength. And through the life of Paul, we find that he sort of lived out that truth. Because the more he felt weak, the more he learned to depend on God and depend on God's strength. And I just want to bring this idea across that there is the attitude where what happened to us on the external did not have to affect us on the inside. Paul has, I believe he has learned this very, you know, when we look at the whole life of Paul, at the end, he died a martyr. At the end, he was, as he served the Lord, he faces a lot of conflicts, challenges, and persecution, and many, many, many things. But how do Paul able to find strength to go through all this and still preach the gospel and greatly use of the Lord? I believe he has learned how to come before God and ignore. The more he see his weakness, the more he see that only God's strength can help that weakness and depend on it, the more he is greatly used of the Lord and able to deal with all those things. Right, and his attitude reflect that. In fact, there is this verse that says, you know, that even though the outward man may perish, but yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Anyway, I see. Let me just read this. You know, the example of Apostle Paul. What difference did this promise make to him? He went through his pilgrimage of a Christian life. His weakness became clearer. He felt more weak. His own inability was more focused. And with all the verses that we just read, it tells us that Paul, even he was weak, but he became strong as he learned to, by God's grace, became more and more dependent on God's strength. And for that, God bless him. The focus here is we need God's strength. And the only way that we can go and ask for God's strength and want God's strength a lot and claim this promise is that when we realize that without God, we are really very, very weak. Okay? And I believe he mentioned in Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your needs. Even in Paul himself, in this verse, 2 Corinthians 12:7-9, he prayed to God 3 times to take away the thorn in his flesh. But we find that God's answer was that, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And that's why when Paul learned that and claimed the promise of God for the strength, he was able to say, therefore will I rather glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So when Paul, the weaker that he knew he was, the more that he learns to do that. Alright? So that's what makes a difference in his life, I believe. And for all of us, as we go through, as I hope after this, as we go through whatever that is in our life, that we would be able to learn like Paul. Alright? And then also this evening, this promise will stay in our mind, our heart, and that we will, by faith, come before God and ask God to help us. The next person that we want to look at is in the Old Testament, is the life of Job. All right, if you look at Job in chapter 1, from verses 14 to 19, we talk about things happening, and it can never get worse than Job. Because in one day, you find that Job lost everything. He lost from 14 to 19, oxen and asses. Then he lost sheep, he lost servant, he lost camel, wealth, external wealth. You know, he lost practically everything that he owns, he has. But not only that, he also lost his children. All right? But yet, in verses 20 to 22, the Bible tells us that then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. And then, of course, the truth that naked I came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. So the Lord gave and the Lord had taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not and nor charged God foolishly. Alright, so how do Job able to go? Of course, later on you'll find that he lose something even more precious, his own health. And he went through a lot of struggle and whatever. But what I'm trying to say is that there must be something happen inside the heart of Paul and the heart of Job as they go through their days, and the strength of the Lord came and met all the needs. Even for ourselves, I believe the Lord can do the same to us also. I just want to encourage all of us. I don't think things are going to get easier in terms of we're going to have more problems, we're going to have more trials, we're going to have lot of conflict, we're going to have a lot of, you know, like I mentioned earlier, internally and as well as externally. May God help us that this evening, the verse, as thy days, so shall thy strength be, that we may claim this promise that God will supply whatever strength that we need for the days. And no matter what kind of days that we're going through, God will provide the varied strength for the varied problem that we have, the days that we are going through. All right, and then no matter how long our days is, God's strength will be provided for us for as long as it's needed. know, thank God. In fact, I received the eulogy the Sister Anna sent to me for the Brother Terry's funeral service. One is Sister Anna, she wrote something, and the other one was by the Kimberly. You know, so in the eulogy or something, she described God's grace, God's mercy, and how God's strength has helped Sister Anna and have come into the life of this family, and then help them to go through and do some wonderful work in the life, even save Brother Terry and things like that. So I want to encourage all of us that no matter what, how long our day is, God promised to give us the strength to last that long. And then that we will come and claim this promise by faith and just take God's word as it is, and then claim, receive the strength from God. And of course, through the example of Paul and Job's life, that we will also, God will make a difference in our life. That promises will have a difference in our life. That thing will change. I don't know how you know, if you imagine two scenarios. One, you don't know about this promise. You didn't claim this promise. You just go through the days, and there's a lot of struggle, there's a lot of headache, and a lot of, you know, unnecessary thing that you have to suffer. The other one is with this knowledge or this about God's promise for strength to meet our days, and by faith we claim, and then I'm sure things will be a lot more different. I'm sure we will experience God in them, especially God's strength, much more differently. Of course, sometimes along the way, we unconsciously did that, but we didn't really know about this. All right. So with that, I just want to say that may God use this evening, this Deuteronomy 33:25, to be a blessing to you, and to that there will be a difference from now onward. I think it's the understanding of the way God promised. I think it's, for me, I feel Job's attitude towards God is that he for a man to say, you know, the Lord give, the Lord take it away. I believe his understanding, his concept of God is a lot more bigger. You know, that he can learn to just surrender that, whatever situation, and still have no doubt about God's grace and God's. He doesn't doubt God. In fact, if you read further down, his wife even say, "Why don't you, Job? Why don't you curse God and die better?" But Job didn't do that. So, and then of course, I believe the promise that was made in Philippians is different. You know, I think it's contextual. You know, you must understand in what context that this was said by Job and what context this promise was made. I think Job made this statement to communicate a truth. And the truth, I believe, is all things come from God. And He's a sovereign God, and He owns everything. And He has the right to take it away or to give. It's God's sovereignty. It's not for us to question God, why you give this person and not give me and all those, why you take away this from me. And I believe this truth helps us also in time when, you know, our job. Job also lose his children. But Job never said, like many, you know, who say, "God, why you do this?" and then turn their back against God because of that. But God, Job submitted to God and said, "God, it's your sovereign rights. Whatever I have, externally, even children, belongs to you anyway. You want to take them back?" Of course, for us, we will all rejoice also, that If our children are saved, we say, God, you are taking them back home, and they are in a better place, you know. So I believe, in that sense, God wants through Job to teach us this precious lesson about who He is and how we can submit to Him and surrender even that right, you know. We don't own anything. It belongs to God anyway. Well, I think we learn another new lesson about God's sovereign right to, you know, things that we have. Doesn't belong. Actually, it's a good thought, because if we do not consider it's ours, when it's taken, it's a lot more easier. But when you think that it's yours and it's taken away, it's a lot more difficult and sometimes can be very painful. I trust that this evening you get something from this as thy days. Because I was thinking of it the whole week, and I'm praying and asking God, help me also, even as I meditate on it. How it can really help us. Because really, every day you hear, you know, even among Christians, having to, you know, share a lot about their struggle, the work, the future, or the needs, or you know, so many emotionally, physically, spiritually, so many things. I believe that if God help us learn this lesson well, and really it's a reality in our life, I think there will be differences in the way we live our life and the way we face our days.